Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining us, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. She's our immigration expert. She's the executive director, the president, the CEO, and the queen over at Immigration Works USA. Right, right, Tamar?
Well, exactly. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
The Empress. The Empress. How about that?
Tsarina.
Yeah, exactly. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org is her website, and her books are there that she's written on this topic, which, folks, I encourage you to check out. She does a great job of helping us understand immigration, the immigration debate that's going on right now. Hopefully, one day, tomorrow, we won't have a debate. We'll have a policy that works.
Have a bill.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
Now, the bill is in the Senate. They're voting on it right even as we speak, almost. And
yep.
It's going to pass the Senate. We know that.
Yeah, and the big question, everybody's been trying to figure out how many votes. So the big...
Does it matter?
It matters somewhat. It creates more momentum for it if it gets more votes.
Right. Okay, here's a question I got for you, though. Yeah. What about the Hatch Amendment, which restricts benefits for illegals? Is that in there?
That's a really good question. I don't know if that has made it in or not. I think that might be part of
the... He wanted to restrict benefits for illegals.
Yeah, well, I mean, the original bill also restricted benefits. Everybody is concerned to make sure that people... So these 11 million unauthorized immigrants, they're gonna have a 13-year purgatory, basically,
right.
A 13-year probation.
A moratorium on becoming a citizen.
I mean, they're going to have to come out of the shadows right away, and they'll be able to work and travel, but they're not going to get to be citizens.
Will they have a document?
They'll have a document. Yeah, they'll have a document.
They have a document. Will they have to pay taxes?
They'll have to pay fees and taxes.
How much money will an average illegal have to pay back?
Well, it's a fine. Is the fine before that's going to add up before they get to be citizens is $2,000.
So they pay $2,000 fine, and how much tax?
And the taxes, I don't know how they're going to figure that out. Actually,
Tamar, I've been consistent on this since you and I first started talking about this. The amount of money they have to come up with cannot be prohibitive, or this won't work.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. And it has to be possible to figure it out, too.
Yeah.
But then, and this is where Hatch comes in, everybody has said, you know, they can't be getting Obamacare in this probation
that's right.
time.
Yep.
And they can't be getting welfare
right.
in this probation
time. But you know
time.
that's not going to be prevented.
Well, they said, even in the Gang of Eight, they said no federal means-tested benefits and no Obamacare.
Yeah.
So
okay.
then... Hatch wanted to tighten it up further.
Yeah.
And I guess, and I mean, I think they'll keep it down.
Does this bill increase exposure for small business owners to hire when they hire people? The E-Verify, is it going to be harder or easier on small business owners?
E-Verify is going to be a little bit of a speed bump in the beginning, but in the end, it's going to not be.
I don't care about the immigrants. The E-Verify for
immigrants. No, I'm talking about
the government will look after them. I'm talking about small business owners because nobody looks after them.
So we just did a survey. We just did a survey of companies using E-Verify. My organization and the Restaurant Association, 80% said they would recommend it to a colleague.
Okay.
So it's true that more big businesses are using it now than small businesses. In the restaurants that answered our survey, it was 50% of corporate related.
So it shouldn't be a big nightmare for small businesses to comply with E-Verify.
It should not be.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
I think it's going to sort of be like credit cards. Like when people first heard about credit cards,
right.
they said, "Oh, how can that be better than money?"
I hope that's the case. All right, let me ask you a question. So does any of this smack of amnesty? Is there any?
Well, look. I mean, people use the word for whatever they want. You know, I mean, I think amnesty is when you did something wrong, and somebody said it absolutely doesn't matter, and
yeah,
there are no consequences.
Yeah.
In this case, people are going to.
13 years in a fine and taxes is not amnesty.
And a fine, and, you know, and...
That's not amnesty.
I don't think.
I agree with that. All right, so what's going to happen in the House?
So the House is going to be a whole different story. The House is not going to take up the Senate bill. There's no chance that Republicans in the House are going to take up the Senate bill. And that's been one of the silly things of the last few months, is everybody saying that they have to exactly take up the Senate bill. They are going to do something. It's not going to be the Senate bill. It's probably not going to be one big bill that does everything. It's probably going to be a bunch of smaller bills that do all the different things that the Senate bill does. So it's sort of like, I don't know, bad analogy, but it's like taking Obamacare and dividing it up into eight pieces and doing each one of those pieces separately. So they're going to probably do, I don't know if it's five or six or eight pieces, some, and they're already doing them. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed something yesterday, and the Senate Judiciary Committee passed something last week. So they're going to do smaller pieces that add up to the same thing or something like the Senate bill.
And so then, will that pass the Senate, the House?
Well, that's the question. So the question is, will all those pieces pass?
Yeah, you got
30 will seconds. The big question is, will they do the unauthorized immigration piece?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if they will or how far they can go.
When you say the unauthorized immigration, quickly, what does that mean?
That means what some people call the amnesty.
Okay.
That means what are they going to do for these 11 million illegal immigrants who are already here?
Will it look like the Senate thing? All right, so quickly, what do you think the chances are 6 months from now we'll have an immigration bill through the Congress?
I'm still not any higher than 50-50.
50-50,
And some days I'm on the hopeful side of 50-50,
But basically, Tamar Jacoby has blessed this bill, all things considered.
All things considered. Emphasis on all things considered.
Well, that means a lot to me, folks. Hey, Tamar, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.